always answering God. Just maybe we are waiting, we have our expectation, but He is always on time. Amen. Amen. Let's sing maybe it's key G. What a fellowship, what a joy divine to be in spirit with fellowship with Him. Amen. It's key G. Leaning on the everlasting arm. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. The path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. What am I to dread? What am I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Is that end? Amen, amen.
It was so nice.
Song. Amen, amen. There is one good song. It says, fill my weight with love. Amen. What a joy when Lord come and touches you, brother and sister. That song says, amen. Cheer my brother. Amen. G, I think it's G. That's our desire this evening. Amen. Lift up your cup. He will fill it up. Amen. Sister, your testimony will be cheer for everyone.
Every day we pray, every day we love. As I walk heavenly, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Savior and God, let me never in darkness grow. Keep my path free from wrong and my soul satisfied. Bear my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. Yes, I hope. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with. soon the race will be over, and I'll travel no more. Let us go in the love now. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the show. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, hallelujah. Fill my way every day with love. With the heavenly love. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile.
It's good to come with good expectation.
Amen.
Solomon was praying for wisdom.
Amen.
And he got everything. The song says, give me that old-time religion.
Yes.
Let's have good expectation.
Glory.
That you love your brother, that you pray for your enemy, and God will provide for you everything. Because he says, search kingdom of the Lord first. Amen. And we will ask Brother Wilmo if he can come, just open the word of prayer after this song. G.
It's that old Holy Spirit and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. And it's good enough for me. Give me that. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That makes me to wait in anticipation
yes,
for
Amen.
That sweet hour of prayer.
Amen.
The kind of religion that makes
Amen.
Me to be kind to my neighbor.
Hallelujah.
The kind of religion that makes
Amen.
Me to be a real father to my children.
Amen.
Lord, the kind of religion, Lord, that
Amen.
Makes the children to obey their parents. The kind of
Hallelujah.
Religion, Lord, that changes our hearts, oh God,
Hallelujah.
And makes us to love
Amen.
The things of heaven. Lord,
Amen.
Let that be the kind of religion that will come down this
Amen.
Night, oh God, in thy word, in the singing of the songs. Lord, let that kind of religion come into our souls, oh God. For we are desiring, oh Father, that Lord, you would lift us up, Lord, once again and make us to stand on a place that cannot be shaken, oh Father.
Amen.
Even as we come, Lord, with many prayer requests, Lord, your people, Father, they are a needy people, Lord.
Amen.
But we are glad that you are still Jehovah Jireh, you are still Jehovah Nissi, you are still the Lord that healeth all our diseases.
Amen.
And we are under such great expectation
Hallelujah.
Tonight that Father, something once again will happen,
Amen.
Oh God, to turn the
Amen.
Hearts of thy children,
Hallelujah.
To heal
Amen.
The sick, Lord, to Father,
Amen.
Fill those that are seeking thy spirit, Lord, and to encourage those that are weary. Father, we are so thankful that we have such an opportunity. We have
Amen.
Such a chance, Lord, that we could come as thy children before you. Grant us grace now, Lord, as we continue to sing these songs. Father, may thy presence continue to open more and more into our souls, O Father, until we forget everything, O God, and come before
Hallelujah.
You in the hour of prayer.
Amen.
We are thankful, Lord, as we commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you, brother. Amen. What is that song? Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him. Amen.
Yes.
Forget about.
We have come into this hour.
Yes.
We have come into this house. Gathered in His name to worship Him. To His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house,
we've
gathered in His name to worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship.
Yes, just forget about yourself. Amen.
Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him.
Just
forget about yourself. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Concentrate on Him and worship.
Worship Him now.
Oh, worship Christ.
His
name, we worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name, and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands, magnify His name. Christ the Lord, oh, worship Christ the Lord.
Just
forget about yourself this evening, amen.
Just forget about yourself.
For him and worship him.
Just forget about yourself. Concentrate on him and worship him.
Just forget about yourself.
Concentrate on him
and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship. Promise in the book is mine. Just think about it, brother and sister.
Captured every verse
and
every line. I am
just in his love.
That you fear,
deny, brother and sister.
Nobody is in well.
Remember, he is the great physician,
and in him
all life dwells.
Cast your cares on Jesus, and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe his word.
In the book,
yes.
Is my.
Oh,
every chapter, every verse,
and every line.
I am just in his love.
Every promise in the book.
Salvation
of one of your close relations,
one you truly love,
is caught up
far away.
Look unto the Lord,
and by faith stake your claim.
Trust in God and call upon him.
Maybe because of poor reaction,
life isn't that fair,
and I see
it again.
Look unto the Lord,
and you'll find
His is always there.
Believe His word and trust our God.
Every promise
in the book.
what you are saying, what we are singing about. Oh, praise the Lord. That every promise in this book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line is mine. And tonight, yes, there is going to be the manifestation of it. Praise the Lord. There is going to be a manifestation of it. That every promise here tonight,
amen,
we are going to claim it.
Amen.
Because it's for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me just read something, the topic, and then give a little exhortation, and then we pray.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And then we come with what? The request for the day. And then we see what the Lord will do for us. Praise the Lord. Just what you were singing. Now let's turn to Matthew 16:19. Amen. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth,
amen,
shall be bound in heaven.
Amen.
And whatsoever thou shalt loosen on earth, shall be loosened in heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight, just as we were saying, every promise,
amen,
in this book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. One thing is that these words, they are life.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. They are life, and it has an owner.
Amen.
Every word here has an owner.
Amen.
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 And until the owner comes and take the word, that word is still dormant. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just like Malachi 4 had been in the Bible all these years.
Amen.
From the time the Bible was what? Put to use. Malachi 4 was there.
Amen.
Amen. But it was still dormant, waiting for the owner to come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And immediately the owner came and picked it up. It erupted. Life came into it. Oh, praise the Lord. And tonight, what we have read from Matthew 16:19, we are the owners of it.
Amen.
And so tonight, we are going to make it live. We are going to bring it live here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. How many believe that? Tonight, he's here in the midst of his church. And he is going to what? Hear every cry, every request, every petition will never go without God meeting each and every one according to his riches in glory. Oh, praise the Lord. So tonight, what we are going to do now is we need to set something right.
Amen.
The whole week, we have been to many places.
Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe we've said something wrong here, something not right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And having come to his presence tonight, we don't want anything to be of a hindrance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, we are all together this evening. We want to surrender ourselves to him and ask for forgiveness if we have done anything wrong. That the Lord will take it away so that it don't be any hindrance and any obstacle between him and us tonight, because we want an answer. We want results today. Praise the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart today.
Try me, O Savior. Know my toils, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me. Let's sing it once again. Let's sing it once again as we search ourselves tonight. Search me, Lord. And know my heart today. Try me, Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me. In a very solemn way, just commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Ask the Lord, I've been to many places. My eyes have seen many things. I have heard many things tonight. The whole week from Monday to this day. Lord, tonight, I've come to your presence, Lord. I don't want anything, Lord Jesus, to be a hindrance. Father, please, please, Lord. I may not know. I may not know. It may be unconsciously. Unconsciously in my thoughts. Or in my mind, Lord. Father, I'm asking forgiveness, Lord. Lord Jesus, cleanse me, Lord. Watch through me, O Lord Jesus. Because today, I don't want to live here, Lord. Without, Lord Jesus, your touch. And Lord, I know that to Lord Jesus, you want to see your children, O God, without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle. Oh, Lord Jesus, I plead, O God. I plead, Lord Jesus. Eyes have seen things. My thoughts have traveled over things. Even my mind, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. I plead, Lord, this evening. Let your Holy Spirit now, Lord Jesus, come. Come now. Your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, come. And take, Lord Jesus, put me into a place. Put me into a place that, Lord Jesus, there wouldn't be, Lord, anything, Lord Jesus. Father, hide me. Hide me, Lord, tonight. Let your cares, Lord, fall behind me, Lord Jesus. Hide me tonight, Lord Jesus. Let the blood cleanse me, Lord. Let the blood, Lord Jesus, plead, O God, my behalf, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I'm seeking, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, the Lord. You stand in the midst of your church tonight to confirm your word. May you speak to every heart, Lord Jesus. May you perform, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you redemption power of resurrection. May we now, Lord, take away, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that tonight you stand in the midst of your people, God. Oh, to perform, Lord Jesus, your wonderful works, Lord, among them. So, Lord, all that we ask is that, Lord, oh, you will take away, O God, every form of unbelief, Lord, and doubts, Lord Jesus. And that, O God, you grant us, Lord, oh, the grace and the power, Lord, Father, to be able to restore the very things that, Lord Jesus, the virtues for the manifestation of the children of God, Lord. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, even as, Lord, you have cleansed us, Lord, from our mistakes, Lord Jesus, and we look now, oh, worthy before you, Lord. Father, we believe the Lord Jesus, nothing will fail us. Even as you have given us the key, Lord, this evening, that whatever we will bind on earth here, Lord, we bind in heaven. And whatever, Lord, we shall lose in here, we'll be losing in heaven. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, we are going to stand upon your promised word, because these words are for us, Lord. So we are going to put it to life, Lord, tonight. So, Lord Jesus, now do your own work amongst your children. Lift up our faith, Lord Jesus, to claim, even as Elisha claimed a double portion, Lord. Let it be so for each and every one. Father, we are going to go through a number of requests that, Lord, we have tonight. Lord Jesus, we pray that, O God, every request, Lord, will meet, Lord Jesus, oh, your grace, Lord. That, Father, we will find mercy, and the Lord, you will restore each and every one, O God, according to your riches and glory. Amen. So we thank you, we bless you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I came in a little bit early because our prayer meetings, we just want to do things in a very fast and quick and with the Holy Spirit taking the lead in every situation. Amen. So from the scripture we just read, oh, hallelujah. We are the owners of that scripture. Amen. That we have been given a key. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you know the purpose of a key. Yes, the purpose of a key is to lock something or to open and loosen something. Amen. So that's why we have the key tonight, that whatever needs to be locked up tonight, my brother, we are going to lock those things into the bottomless pit. Amen.
Amen.
And all the doors that are closed with the same key, we are going to open. We are going to loosen. Oh, glory be to God. So tonight, we are here to unlock. And at the same time, we are here to bind whatever, because we have requests here that people are being, many people are going through situations that the devil is the author of it. Amen. And all those things, the devil himself is going to be locked tonight. Praise the Lord. The prophet was saying something like this. He said, look at signs. Even signs have been able to get the key to what? Many types of diseases and sicknesses.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen.
Signs have been able to find a key. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To open or to close diseases that are what? Prevalent. And so why then we, the children of God, can't also have a similar key that we can operate? Praise the Lord. That if someone is sick, we will pray and that sickness will not have a place. Praise the Lord. If someone is under a kind of what? A kind of torments. We have what? The key to lock up. The prophet said, how much more is there a key to salvation for a man that is in prison house of sin?
Amen.
There is a key to that door.
Amen.
To liberate that man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he said, I believe the full gospel. Every word has the power of God. It is the key to the door that unlocks. Amen. And when you got the key, there is no fear.
Amen.
There is no doubt.
Amen.
There is no question. So tonight, that's what we are here. To take that key and loosen anything of the devil. The prophet said the church possesses that key. That's why he said,
amen.
Amen. I'll give you the key.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That the gates of hell can never prevail against that church. Because we have the key. Anything that will try to prevail or come against the church, it can never prevail.
Amen.
Because we will have the key for everything.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother tonight, whatever desire that is on your heart, as long as you are desiring for something, oh, there must be a place where that answer must come to your desire.
Amen.
Amen. As the prophet said, before a tree was created, there had to be a land before.
Amen.
For the tree to be upon it.
Amen.
And so any desire that is upon our hearts tonight, there must be a place where the answer must come from.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, let's look at our prayer requests and petitions. They are terrible, my brother. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor sent a request that his co-worker, his right-hand man at work, right-hand man, that means the one next to him, he said, this co-worker has a lot of problems. Oh, my. Lot of problems with back pain and has a little sleep because of the pain. Pastor told him, I will send a request to the church. Amen. And he said he appreciated it.
Amen.
Amen. So that alone, praise God, Amen. That he appreciated that, oh, thank you. Amen. That alone is the foundation of faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And so with our faith, oh, we will send the healing power, oh, for that man. And Abraeli also is also thinking about a colleague, a French man. That's really very good. See, we look at people and then we have that kind of pity for them. He said, this French man is in a backsliding condition. And then I like the way how it was put. The request was put. He said, he accepts his relationship with God has gone wrong somewhere. Amen. That's the first thing. He accepts it. Amen. He accepts it that his relationship with God has gone wrong somewhere. And we know that all the time there is a place where we diverted our course. So the only thing is that we need to go back to that place. Amen. And so, he went on to say that, and he has to use crutches. Oh, my. But sleeping condition now, it has brought him to what? Using crutches to move about. And now here also, he said, he believes that the wrath of God is against him. That he has accepted what? His own mistakes. He believes using crutches is what? The wrath of God that is upon him because he had gotten himself into what? A backsliding condition. So tonight, we are going to remember him in prayer. And then Blavrad complains of chest and back pain. Amen. So all these requests that we are going to pray over. Then Brawilmo also sent a request for the wife that she's going to write an exams. Last week we had a similar one. Brother Daniel, our little brother Daniel. Amen. So we are going to remember our sister also and the exams that she's going to write. Then there is another request from Brother Eli for his children. Amen. He said, James and Camille, their passport. He said, they have met all requirements, but something is holding back. And so he's asking, can we possess that gate tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we possess that gate tonight? Every requirement is in place, but it is being held somewhere. Oh, the Prince of Persia tonight. Oh, God is going to release a Michael. Oh, to tackle with him. Praise the Lord. So that Gabriel can bring the answer to our prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now another pitiful request. Pastor Andrew is asking prayer for Daniel. That he is going through challenges in the school. My, it's true, brother, the way how the world is going. It's really, it puts our children in such a serious situation. But one thing is that we thank the Lord that we have a God that always, his pillar of fire always surrounds his children. Amen. And so he said he's going through challenges in school because of his faith. Because of his faith, he's going through challenges. Brother, we are not going to sit down and allow those people. So tonight, we are going to bind them. Amen. We are going to bind them. Praise the Lord. And then there are requests also from Sister Pauline in USA. One of the requests is Caroline's husband said he's looking for a house for their children to come home and back to the Lord.
Amen.
He's looking for a home. Brother, who sent this? Brother, they are coming from the U.S. and they are looking for a home. Amen. Yeah, in the U.S. Okay. So they are coming back home. They want a house. And what he wrote is that the children to come home back to the Lord for restoration.
Amen.
That means how their worship and their way of life over there is not all that pleasant, you see. Amen. Then he said, Twada and her sisters and brothers for guidance and direction. Then we have Barbara. A lot of issues, too numerous to mention. Oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. Too numerous to mention. But one thing is that we know that we have a God. We have Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That even no matter, there is a man he met and asked him, what is your name? Said, my name is Legion.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Legion. Amen. And one Legion is almost about 3,000 troops.
Amen.
And so you could see the number of demons that were in this man. Oh, no, I don't believe this sister's issue is talking about too numerous to mention. I don't believe it can reach that 3,000. But there is what? A Jesus. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power will be broken. When Jesus comes, oh, the tears will be wiped away. He will take the gloom and fill the life with glory. So we believe on that also. Then we have Venita and Leela to have a major conversion. They are into Hindu, and everything is dark. Oh, they want what? They want to be released. Oh, from the hands of these Hindu beliefs. So we are going to commit Vineta and Leela into the hands of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then last week, oh, I couldn't believe it. Last week, Brother David sent a prayer request. And could you imagine, Sister Preja, her name was the first. And yet, last week we didn't mention her name. So strange. Later I look at her and say, but how? I went over that and then went to Aswad and went to Jesse and Sister Dash. And I couldn't. But the Lord knows why.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, we are going to remember her in prayer. Her request is for her papers. So tonight, we have all these requests here before us. But we have the key. He said, I have given you the key. Amen. To bind. Amen. I've given you the key to loosen. Amen. And anything that tonight you will loosen here, it will loosen in heaven. And anything that you bind here, it will be bound in heaven. Amen. And so, we know very well that prayer by the word is our warfare. These are the weapon of our warfare. Amen. That we must not pull down every works of Satan tonight. And we know also that our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. And so, be the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brother, what he did when he was on earth here, walking on earth here, he's here tonight going to do the same thing. He said, the prophet said, he's got to be the same in principles. Got to be the same in power. Going to be the same in attitude. The same in person. The same works tonight. Amen. He's going to do it tonight. And so we are looking at it. We are taking our key tonight and break through every works of Satan. Praise the Lord. Every promise in this book is mine. Every chapter, every verse is mine. And one thing is that I have a song upon my heart. And that song is, this is my desire. Amen. So that is the signal tune that we are going to sing whilst we will call our precious brothers, praise the Lord, to come and commit all these requests into the hands of the Lord. So we have, we shall call Amen. Yeah, we shall call Brother Willie, Brother Wilmore, and he's going to pray against all the challenges that we have mentioned here. We see our little boy, Daniel, going through what? Challenges. Praise the Lord. We have the key tonight. Praise the Lord. We have the key tonight to close, to bind that Satan that has risen against our little boy. Amen. And then we can place the co-worker of Pastor also, his right-hand man, who had lots of problems. The whole thing is that, we will put that to be under the sick people. Praise the Lord. We look at the Frenchman. Can we put the Frenchman on the challenges? Praise the Lord. The Frenchman will go under challenges because he has gotten himself into what? Backsliding condition. Amen. And the wrath of God is been upon him. Backsliding is what? The enemy that brings you to that place. And so it's a challenge to him that the Lord will release him from the grips of the enemy. Praise the Lord. And so we have, for challenges, our precious brother Wilmore will be praying over that. Then we have those who are sick. We have those who are sick, and we have that co-worker which the pastor has brought to us. We have our precious brother Vlad, the chest and the pain. And then we have any sick, anyone that's sick here, that also will be, Brother George will be praying over the sick and the needy. Amen. Then Brother Eli will pray over the baptism of the Holy Ghost upon this church. Amen. Focusing more on the youth and the children because we need it, brethren. So Brother Eli will pray on that. And then Brother David will pray over the church issues, the ministry, the evangelism, and all the needs of the church. As we are looking for a place, praise the Lord. How many believe that tonight, as our brethren, they come, we are going to back them by our own prayer. Amen. We are going to back them with our own prayer, that the Lord tonight
we will have to come back with what testimonies to the glory of the Lord. So, brethren, that's one thing I was trying to remind brethren on this morning manner. That, brother, one thing the church needs also for our prayer meetings is testimonies. Amen. When you are prayed for, even if the sickness is still there or you have still not yet gotten it, just come, give testimony. And say, I believe. I believe that from that day that you people prayed for me, I've seen a change. I know that it is coming. Praise the Lord. That kind of a testimony makes God to sanction whatever you have been what? You have been requesting, you have been looking for. Praise the Lord. So let us look at our testimonies. So let's sing one song. Song leader, come give us that song as our signature tune. This is my desire. Amen. And let everyone keep themselves together in prayer while the brethren come and put these requests before the Lord. Last week, there was really power behind it. Amen. Amen. Pastor prayed with real power. The Wilmore prayed with real power. Praise the Lord. Brother.
This is my desire. This is my...
Huh?
So, brother, asked for.
I want to listen. This is my desire.
Yeah. Okay, this is my desire to worship you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Oh, yeah.
as we pray now, just think of nothing else but the agreement upon these issues. Give your heart, give your soul, give your everything into it. For that's just what it takes, is one accord. As we commit these issues before the Lord, let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful once again to be able to come before you tonight with this prayer request, Lord. Father, it could be just something that has been read, that is written on a piece of paper to many people. But Father, to the person who sent this request, Lord, this is a real situation. Oh God, it is something that is in their mind constantly. I can imagine what the pastor must be feeling even now, every time he lets his son to go to school, knowing that he is letting him go, Lord, where he is going to be tormented, where he is going to be challenged, where he is going to be put under pressure, and him only a little boy. It must be breaking his heart every time, oh God. And Father, I think every father, every mother would identify with that situation this morning. It isn't an easy thing, Lord, to let your child go out there into the school system. Even when the prophet himself, he sent his son to school, Lord, he always was afraid that he would lose him because of the influence and the pressure that the world is putting upon these young people. For the enemy has determined to destroy them. He has raised up different systems and different researches and different this and that to counter, Lord, and try to water the effect of the word in the lives of the people. Father, it must be a terrible time to grow up in such a time, oh God. But we are thankful for the word of God, for it is a shield, it is a tower where we can run to, Lord. And tonight we are coming into that place, the place of refuge, Lord, bringing, Lord, oh God, before thy throne, Daniel, praying for him, oh God, that you will be merciful unto this young boy. Oh God, may you watch over him, Lord, with a jealousy eye. Oh God, may your eye constantly be upon him. Lord, may you put a hedge around him, oh God, that whoever may say anything to try and disturb, Lord, the peace in his heart, to try and take him away from the faith, to try and torment him and just make fun of the faith, oh God, may you be there with him, oh Father. May you go with him through the fire. Lord, you promised that you would never forsake, oh God, any of thy children. And we saw Daniel make a stand for you. Lord, we saw him testify that he has given his life over into you, O God. So we pray and commit him into your hands, Father, that you have mercy, O God. Let thy hand, Lord God, be a shield over him, O God. Whoever may say something unsensible, Lord, may you shield his eyes from it, his ears from it, O God. Whatever that they may try to do, Father, I pray for the mercies of God to be upon this young boy, Lord, not only him, oh Father, but I would pray for every child, for many of them, Lord, have taken a similar stand. You have given us good children that love you, children that believe in you, Lord, children that are prepared, oh God, to be oddballs in this world, children that will not compromise. We are thankful to you, oh Father, for the children that you have given unto us, and the enemy is coming against them. Lord, even as Moses said, we will not leave our children, every one of them, oh God. We claim them under the blood of Jesus, that they are saved, that they are safe. And whatever the enemy tries to do, we are thankful, Lord, that you always raise a standard, oh God. Let it be that we will hear many testimonies from the young people in this place, oh Father, of how, Father, you have kept them from those that mock you, Lord. Father, it's just the last days. That's the spirit of the age, that there will be mockers in the last days, and they mock you, Lord. But Father, we are thankful for these children. We commit them into thine hands. May you protect them, Lord, and keep them, oh Father, that if there is a tomorrow, may they be the future deacons, may they be the future ministers, may they be the future mothers, Lord. May they hold know the standard, oh Father, and carry it through to the next generation. Oh Lord Jesus, what a merciful Father that you are, Lord. Even as we speak of children, we remember our sister Lily. Oh, how she has kept, Lord, Father, a request before thee for many, many years, oh Father. And we know that you are a faithful God. Oh Lord Jesus, you gave her a womb, Lord, for a reason. You gave her a husband for a reason, oh God. And we believe, Father, Lord, that it will come to manifest one of these days. We are believing against all odds, oh God. For Lord, it looked impossible, Father, that we could even speak of a request for a child, had the husband having left, oh God. But Father, you are a merciful God. You are the God that can turn the hearts of men, and you turned him around and you brought him back home, and now we are talking again of a child, oh God. May you bless this family. Lord, we bring it before you, Lord. Father, may you take away, oh God, the reproach of the mockers that look at her and mock and say, where is thy God? May they know one of these days that there is a God in heaven, that the God of heaven is alive as he was alive in the days of Hannah, oh God. And you opened her womb, Lord, and you gave her a son, not just a son, but a prophet, oh God. I pray for my sister. Bless her house, bless her household, bless her husband, Lord. Father, let it be that we will see him take his place once again, oh Father, and set him free from the power of the enemy. May it be broken in his life tonight, oh God, and that, Father, he may remember thy house once again. Father, we pray, oh God, even for this Frenchman, oh, how he has realized that something must have gone wrong. And we know, Lord Jesus, that sometimes you do like Saul, even as you did with the king Nebuchadnezzar, no matter what he had seen, oh, Daniel being saved in the lion's den, Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego in the fire, Lord, himself testifying of the God of Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, yet he never left his evil ways, Lord, and you let him dream one night, Father, oh God, and that he was to become like a beast, oh, for 7 years, oh Father, to chastise him and teach him that he might know that there's a God in heaven. Father, I pray for this man. Oh Lord, may he also come to the same realization, oh God, to know that you are a living God, to come back, oh Father, to the place, Lord, where he left you, Father. We commit him to you, Father. Not only him, oh God, but Father, there be many, oh Father, that are backslidden in heart. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, that Father, the preaching of thy word may bring them back, Lord. Let it not get to the stage where they have to be afflicted, Lord, in the flesh, naturally, oh God, for them to realize that they must walk with thee, oh Father. But Father, let the preaching of the word draw them back and bring them to the place, Father, where they are supposed to be. We commit them into thine hands. Bless us tonight, oh God. Bless these prayer requests, I pray. Lord, we are believing, Lord, for a testimony on all of them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe it and we ask it, Lord. Amen. Amen.
God richly bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. Let's sing our signature tune.
Faith in the Father
and faith in the Son. Faith in the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Demons will tremble and sinners surrender. Faith in Jehovah can anything shake.
Now we are looking at this co-worker who works with Pastor.
Amen.
He said he had problems with back pain.
Amen.
And he always had very little sleep.
Mm.
And when Pastor said, okay, I will send a request to my church,
Amen.
He appreciated it. Amen.
Amen.
And we have our precious brother Vlad also complaining about the same back pain and also the chest. Amen. How many believe?
Amen.
Even as our precious brother comes and takes, allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Healing.
Amen.
Healing.
Amen.
It's already in place.
Amen.
Brother, pray.
Father, we are thanking you for this night you have given unto us, Lord. Father, it's such a privilege, Lord, that we have even this avenue called prayer. Father, Lord, when the world, Lord, Father, have, Lord, Savior, prescriptions and doctors and appointments to go see men, Father, Lord, who try, Father, to work out what you created, O God. Father, when we think, Lord, how you created man in such complex, Lord, Father, Lord, and Lord, when man was in a perfect state with no sickness, there was no need for healing, O God. But you allowed us, Lord, Father, to fall from that chasm, Father, to come so low down onto this gross, dark earth. And Lord, we suffer with sickness, we suffer with pain, we suffer, we afflicted in many a way, Lord. But Jesus, Father, you want to, Lord, show forth, Father, your powers to heal, Father. Lord God, Father, you, Lord Savior, said to call upon you in a day of trouble and you will come and deliver us, O God. Father, you never deny us of anything, O God. Father, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, O God. Father, you are always close with us, even in this meeting today, even before the meeting, O God. You are so with us, O God. But because, Lord Savior, of our eyes, Lord, Father, we can't see, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, beyond this dimension, into that dimension, Father, that even Gehazi, Lord Savior, that day, Father, saw when Elisha prayed for him, O God. We are asking your grace. We are asking your mercy. Let, Lord Savior, our faith not hinder these requests. Father, when our faith is low, you, Lord Savior, pour in, Lord Father, your half, that our faith would rise up again. Lord Jesus, you carry us like you always have, O God. For Lord Jehovah, Father, your need, your desire and your need, Lord, is to fulfill all our requests, O God. Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. Lord, Father, help us as we come before thee, Lord. Even upon this night, we desire to place these sicknesses before thee, O God. Lord, what is sickness to you, Lord? Father, it's a demon, Lord. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that in that name, Jesus Christ, Lord, Father, even what Brother Will prayed for, we've received it, Lord. And in that name, Jesus Christ, this lady, Barbara, in America, Lord, Father, with Sister Pauline, put the request for, Lord. Father, Lord God, she's healed by that name, Jesus Christ. Father, it's so amazing, oh God, for us to make a phone call. We have to dial numbers, Lord, and press dial. Lord, and it takes time to get through. But Lord, Father, for you, Lord, we've prayed, and Lord Savior, you are through instantly, Lord Savior. You said before we ask, you will give the petitions of our hearts, O God. Father, we pray for this lady, Lord. Father, you zone into her life even upon this time. Lord, and do the miraculous that you always do, O God. Lord, and we promise to you, Lord, when we hear, the minute we hear, Lord, we won't stop speaking about it, Lord. We won't stop testifying about it, Lord. Father, you know, even sometimes, Lord, Father, I can speak even to the shopkeeper about your healing, Lord. And Lord, Father, I'd be seen as though I'm insane, but I am insane for Jesus Christ. And I love it, Lord Savior, when you, Father, supply our needs, oh God. Lord Jehovah, many a time, Father, Lord, you meet, Lord Savior, with impossible situations, Lord. We commit, Lord, before thee, even the pastor's colleague, Lord Savior, Father, Lord, just for the simple reason that, Lord, Father, he's, Lord Savior, placed his faith
in the pastor, Lord Savior. And the pastor, Lord Savior, Father, him to feel burdened for this man, Lord Savior. Father, how does that work, Lord Savior? It's not the pastor, it's not that man, but it's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Burdened, Lord Savior, to do something for that man. And when the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, does do something, Lord, Father, it's for us to come up higher and realize, Lord Savior, oh, your virtue in healing, Lord Savior, your power, Lord Savior, oh God, to restore man, Lord, Father, back to, Lord Savior, a full state, Lord Savior, God. We commit, Lord Savior, this man. We don't know where he lives, we don't know who he is, but we know our pastor, and Lord Savior is a colleague to our pastor, and you know this man, Lord, and we are interceding on the behalf of this man, Lord Savior. Lord, like we said, Lord, Father, you do your part, and we won't fail to do our part, Lord. Our part is to testify. Our part is to tell, Lord, the world of these mighty, miraculous things that you are constantly doing, oh God. Lord, you've not run out, Lord Savior, of medicines, for you don't use medicine, Lord Savior God. Lord, touch that man even now. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray also, Lord Savior, even for our brother, Lord Savior, Father Vlad, Lord, in his sickness, Lord. Father, we ask in your grace. Lord, you've touched him already. We thank you for healing him, Lord Savior God. And let it be, Lord Savior, oh God, Lord, that brother Vlad would be, Lord Savior, like the Roman centurion when he said, at what time was the man restored, Lord Savior? And it was exactly the time that, Lord Savior, Jesus, you had prayed for that man, Lord, and we ask, Lord Savior, that our brother would come back and he would testify of your goodness, Lord Savior God. We thank you, Lord Savior, even Lord Savior, that friend of brother Ellie in crutches, Lord, we pray for the sick part as well. You touch that man, Lord Savior God, for all things, Lord. All things, Lord Savior. Oh, whether it be sickness, whatever the circumstance, it works for good to us who love you, Lord Savior. We thank you, we love you, we worship you, and we adore you, Lord Savior. Even, Lord Savior, for this avenue called prayer. For, Lord Savior, it's prayer that you meet us in, Lord Savior God. Lord, we don't speak enough to thee, Lord Savior God. Give us, Lord Savior, more opportunity that we take these very prayers to our closets, Lord, and we continue, Lord Savior, to storm the gates of heaven with these requests, Lord Savior God. We ask of these things, believing and knowing that you are able. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Burn on, my Lord, burn on, my Lord, oh fire of God, burn hallelujah, Jesus, my cross is burnt
prayer, the baptism of the Holy Ghost over the church. The last time we prayed for our brother Jesse, and we believe the Lord is doing great works, and we want all our children to be baptized by the power of the Holy Ghost, because that's the only answer to what is going on in this world. So as we call our precious brother to commit this prayer into the hands of the Lord, let us all back it, that the fire will continue to burn. Amen.
Fire of God, burn on.
giving us this opportunity to seek for the kingdom, O Lord. Because only having this desire, this thirst of the kingdom, is a blessing in itself, O Lord. You came to this world, O Lord, performing miracles, healing the sick, O Lord, feeding the hungry, doing many things, Heavenly Father. But you said, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, O Lord. Though you had the power to perform miracles and do many mighty things for this flesh, O Lord, but your first sermon was about the coming of the kingdom. Because you knew, Heavenly Father, that that was the most important part. The greatest of all miracles, O Lord, is the healing of the soul. The biggest of all is to bring someone into the kingdom. Heavenly Father, because those that you healed, they got sick again. Even Lazarus that you raised from the dead, he died again, O Lord. Those that you gave food, they got hungry again, O Lord. Those that you dressed, they got the need of clothes again, O Lord. But those who are healed from the spirit, those who have the souls sealed in this, the kingdom, O Lord, they are sealed forever. That's why you said, seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, O Lord. We are coming now, Heavenly Father, committing our church into your hands for that healing of the soul, O Lord. For that true miracle, O Lord, to take a sinner and to make it a citizen of the kingdom. O Lord, we are longing for that. Day and night, O Lord, our souls are really longing for that, O Lord. We can't say we have reached it, O Lord. Nobody can say he has enough Holy Spirit, O Lord. Because those who received it the day of the Pentecost, a few days later, the Bible said they were filled again. Heavenly Father, that's why we are coming. Because we know that as long as we are still in this body, we need the Holy Ghost day and night, O Lord. To be the witnesses on this earth, we need you, O Lord. Come and seal our souls, O Lord. Especially our youth, Heavenly Father. Amen. We know what they are going through. Being a youth in this generation, the prophet himself says, it was hard for them, but it was harder for their children. Amen. And that's half a century ago, O Lord. What about today with this age of technology? Amen. What about today where sin is very cheap, O Lord? Where you don't have to make any effort to sin. But sin is offered to you on a platter, O Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, commit them into your hand. Amen. Keep them in the word, O Lord. Seal them from their Amen. Spirits, O Lord. Let the fire come down. Let really the fire of God, O Lord, come upon our sisters, come upon our brethren, O Lord. Let you, O Lord, anoint them so that they can have the power to stand against the arrows of the enemy in this age, O Lord. Dear Lord, we know, Heavenly Father, that without you, we are nothing. Without you, oh, this battle is lost, O Lord. But you said that even the gates of the hell will never prevail, O Lord. Because you will be not only with us, but in us, O Lord. And you in us is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's the only thing that will overcome the devil. Amen. Oh Lord, I commit them into your hands. Help them overcome their trials. Help them overcome everything that raises against them. It's not easy to bear testimony of your name in this modern age, O Lord, where being a Christian has become like a crime, O Lord, has become like something to be ashamed of, O Lord. But they are there holding the standard of the cross. Let them be blessed for that, O Lord. Bless us as a church, oh Lord. Bless the ministry, oh Lord. Bless the deacons. Bless the trustees. Bless the musicians. Every single service. Let it be led by the Holy Spirit, oh Lord. Dear Lord, we call you on the scene. Guide us and lead us in the name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
In the oil and the wine, alleluia, the kind restored my soul. I was sinking, dying on the chair.
Our precious sister Julie writing exams, and then James and Camille, their passport that has been held. These are issues that we need to commit into the hands of the Lord. And as even we call our precious brother to come and commit all these issues of the church into the hands of the Lord, looking for a place and all other things that the Holy Spirit will lead him. Let us all back him with prayer as he comes. Let us all be in the same spirit as he comes.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we approach you, Father God, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Lord, for a privilege, Lord, to be numbered amongst your people, Lord, on a night like this. Lord, there's nothing better than to be in your presence, Lord. So how we so much thank you and appreciate, Lord God, you being with us here, Lord. Father, we thank you for being faithful to your word, Lord, that you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you'll be found, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for prayer which has been made. Father God, and once again, even now, Lord, we desire to bring before thee. Lord, Father God, we want to lift up our sister, Sister Julie, Lord. Heavenly Father, please be merciful to her. Lord God, as she goes before the exams, Lord, we know that even for her to bring, Lord, the request, Lord God, unto your people. Father, it's a show, Lord God, that she has seen your hand in times gone by. Amen. And even now, Lord God, she's desiring, Lord. Father, she knows, Lord, as a human, she has her limitations, though she may work hard, Lord. Father God, but she knows, Lord, that you said it in your word, that promotion comes from you, Lord. Yes. Father, and we know our sister's testimony. She doesn't want, Lord God, promotion from anything else but from thee. So we're praying, oh God, and we're asking you for grace. We're asking you for mercies, Lord. Father, please meet at a point of need, Lord. Father God, Lord, for we are a needy people. Lord Jehovah God, and we're thankful, Lord, that, Lord, you said, blessed are those that mourn, Lord. You said, blessed are those that are meek in spirit, oh God. Amen. Father, so we're needy people. Lord, not only that, but, Lord, we are privileged people, Lord. Because, Father, even as the word, Lord God, your word was spoken to us, that you have given us the keys, O God. Amen. Heavenly Father, that whatsoever we bind, Lord God, here on earth, it will be bound in heaven, Lord. Amen. Father God, how we ask you upon this night, Lord. Father, that you'd grant grace and mercies to us in our hearts. Amen. Lord, that our faith would rise up, Lord God, to accept, Lord God, the reality of that promise. Amen. Father God, Lord, for us to know, Lord, that there's nothing which can stand before us, O God. Amen. Heavenly Father, so we approach thee, O Lord. Father, Lord, thinking even right now, Lord God, of the need. Father, that we have, Lord God, to build a bigger place, Lord, a place that will be more, Father God, Lord, suited, Lord, to our need. Father, how thankful we are that you have been with us, Lord God, from the start. How thankful we are, Lord God, that you have been leading, Lord, in proceedings. Lord, the people which are being met, Lord, the way you've led, Lord God, Brother Wilmore, to meet this person and that. Father, we see your hand in it, O Lord. And we are praying, Lord God, as you said, we should pray and not faint. Lord, though we know, Father God, that you have gone before. But, O God, it's your commission to us, Lord, that we should pray without ceasing. So it's upon this basis, Lord God, that we cry out to you, O God. That, Lord, let your perfect will be done, Lord God. Even, Father, that we build a place, Lord, that you'd be happy to dwell there in, O Lord. Heavenly Father, you'd be the one to find even its location. Father God, Lord, everything which will be done, Lord, you have put it in the hearts of your children to contribute faithfully, Lord. Father, Lord God, and they have done that. Now, Lord God, won't you please play your part, O Lord? Father, that the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord, will go to you and to you alone, Father. This is our heart's desire. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we pray, Lord Jehovah God, as well. Father, with a fervent desire, we've seen, Lord God, in the book of Acts, how you added daily, Lord God, when there was a unity. We pray, Lord God, for a unity, Lord. Not a unity upon, Lord God, the flesh. For, Father, we come from different backgrounds. But, Lord, a unity in the Spirit, O God. Heavenly Father, we pray for the ministry, Lord. Heavenly Father, all the saints, Lord, you have brought. Father, you said the same one who descended is he who ascended. And you gave gifts unto men. So we're praying, Lord God, that you'd use the brethren in our midst. Heavenly Father, in what way you'd see fit. Father, may they remain humble, Lord God. May they remain behind thee, O God. That you can lead and guide them, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, even for our pastor. May you continue to direct and to guide and lead him, Lord. As he oversees this work, Lord. Be merciful to him. Meet him at his point of need. Father, even over this weekend when it be not in him, we pray that you'd be with him even there, Lord. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all things which are done here in our midst. Father, from what would appear to be the least, Lord, the sisters, Lord, and the brothers that stay back on a Sunday, Lord, and during the week to clean the church. Oh, Father, won't you please bless them, Lord. Father, for you said he who does in secret, Lord, you'd reward them openly. Father, so you know, Lord God, what they do. And we pray that you'd bless them. May that same spirit, Lord God, of being a servant be upon us all, Lord. Father, so that we can look to see what we can do, Lord God, to further the kingdom, Lord. Father, we thank you for these things. We thank you for the Sunday school teachers, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, how they take their time, O God, in prayer, in preparation for these our little children, O God, to bring them, to usher them in closer to thee. Father, please bless them in a special way, Lord God. Father, may you always be their reward. Heavenly Father, we pray for the musicians, how we really appreciate them, O God. And we pray, Lord, that you'd continue to guide them, Lord, from glory unto glory. Lord, the brothers behind, Lord, with the sound and the computer, Lord God, please bless them each one. Heavenly Father, it could be that we forgot to say something. But Lord, we are thankful, Lord Jehovah God, that you see the hidden things. So we pray, Lord God, that you'd meet every need. Thank you for this time, Lord God, as we give thanks to thee and pray, Lord, that you'd continue to guide and to lead us, Lord. Bless us even more as we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Amen.
God bless you, brother. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, in support of what our brother prayed. Amen. Once again, I'm still don't know why our sister preacher, amen, didn't come up again today. But thank God, I have remembered.
Amen.
So let's bow down our heads and commit her into the hands of the Lord. She's looking for documents. And then, Sister, Brother Ellie's children, Camel and James. Amen. Lord, we thank you that you have given us a, we don't know why, our sister, we just bypass her, but we know there is a cause. We know that there is something great. Amen. Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. So let's commit that into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, you have given us the key.
Hallelujah.
that anything that we need to open, Lord, doors that are closed, we have the key to open them. And Lord Jesus, right in your house here, there are many of your children that their documents are still not regularized. So Lord, we want to commit them into your hands. We want to use our sister Prisha, oh God, as the point of contact for all others that they are seeking, Lord, for their documents, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, wherever their documents are hanging up, Lord, we take the key you have given to us this evening, which remains in our hands, oh God. Lord, we open that door that is closed. And Lord, open that, Lord, she will receive her documents, Lord. Same also all other people, oh God, in the church that are seeking for their documents, Lord. Father, the same key, oh God, we don't know why. Oh, James and Camille, their passports, they have fulfilled all requirements, but they are still held up, Lord. Father, the same key, Lord, this evening. Oh, we open that door in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we are saying this because, Lord, we believe that, Lord, testimony is going to break in your house. Oh, to prove that, Lord, you are an answering God. And as long as, Father, we have used your word, oh God, it can never return to you void. Oh, for once, Lord Jesus, for the reason why we have been bypassing, Lord, our sister, oh Lord, she needs that special, oh, call, Lord. And so, Lord Jesus, we know you are doing something right now, oh God, that our sister, Lord Jesus, her documents, Lord, will be given to her. It will be released unto her in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, our children, their passport also have been issued to them, Lord. So, Father, we give all the glory to you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Lord, even as a prayer has already been offered for our pastor, Lord Jesus, this evening, oh God, he is in Nottingham with the saints over there, Lord. Be with him, oh God. Now we want to commit, Lord Jesus, oh, the beginning of the week that is before us, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, we will come here back, oh God, on Sunday, Lord. We commit, Lord, our meeting, Lord, into your hands. Father, once again, we want to see you. You are the one that walks in the midst of your church. Lord, come this Sunday, Lord. We want to see you, O God. We want to hear from you, Lord. Father, take up, Lord, that day, Lord, and make it something to glorify your name, Lord. Father, I want to commit, Lord Jesus, myself and the family also into your hands. That, Lord, we'll be traveling to Ghana. And Lord, we want to come into your hands. Father, we pray the Lord, you take us, Lord, on the wings of the eagle and bring us back again, Lord. And Father, let our stay in Ghana, Lord, be a blessing, Lord, unto as many that, Lord, we will come in contact with, O God. Father, there are many invitations that, Lord, have come true. Father, I surrender to you, the Lord Jesus. You strengthen me, O Lord, to be able to meet all those invitations, Lord. Father, once again, we say thank you. We are holding on to the key. We will never leave the key. It is in our hands. And the Lord Jesus, we will be using it every day. Thank you. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the brethren that prayed, oh God. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless their families, Lord. And bless each and every one here this evening. Father, we thank you. We give all the glory to you. In Jesus' name, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God, Richie, bless you as we sing a
yeah. He's an answering God. Answering God, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.